أشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله وملائكته والصالحون من خلقه عليه كما وحد الله وعرف به ودعا إليه اللهم وعلى آله وأصحابه وعلى من اختفى أثره واتبع سنته ومنهجه بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. اللهم اجعل جمعنا هذا جمعا مرحوما وتفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما. اللهم لا تجعل فينا ولا من بيننا شقيا ولا محروما. Before we proceed, inshallah, to where we stopped last time, I need a reader here who can read, inshallah, until is the brother here or is not here today? Okay, we'll be here next time, inshallah. Okay, inshallah. Where we stopped last time, inshallah, we are here. We'll let you know, inshallah, when to start. But to continue where we stopped last time, and to the fifth item of this book, which is the Sunnah and innovations cannot coexist, and what, you know, I will read inshallah what the say. قال المؤلف رحمه الله وعلم أن الناس.
Okay. The author said, "Know that the people have never introduced an innovation until they abandon the like of it from the Sunnah."
قال المؤلف رحمه الله وعلم أن الناس لم يبتدعوا بدعة قط حتى تركوا من السنة مثلها. فاحذر المحرمات من الأمور فإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة والضلالة وأهلها في النار.
So beware of the forbidden matters, because every newly invented matter is an innovation, and every innovation is misguidance, and misguidance and its people will be in the fire. The commentary: this is a great wisdom. It has been narrated from the righteous predecessors that
إِنَّ النَّاسَ مَا أَخَذُوا بِدْعَةً إِلَّا فَقَدُوا مِثْلَهَا مِنَ السُنَّةِ.
People never introduce an innovation into the religion except that they lose the like of it from the Sunnah. This is because the Sunnah and innovation cannot coexist except that one of them will eliminate the other. Therefore, a person cannot be an innovator and a Sunni at the same time. Rather, he is either an innovator or a Sunni, one upon the Sunnah. Both attributes cannot coexist in him. One of them must eliminate the other. This is one of the dangers of innovation. This reported wisdom is confirmed through experience. Its proof is in that you find the followers of innovations despising the authentic hadith and the sunnah, ways of guidance of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The worst enemy to them and the most detestable of what they hear is to say, "So and so hadith forbids or prohibits this." They do not want to hear the hadith or the sunnah that opposes what they are upon. This is a sign that the sunnah and innovation cannot coexist. As for the person upon the sunnah, if he hears the ahadith from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he feels happy with that and adds good to this, his good, and more knowledge to his knowledge.
Okay, we'll stop here for a minute. Sometimes we come to the salah, and some brother, for example, will look at you and will say, "Brother, you know, your pants is down, is on the ground." And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam prohibited us from wearing with the pants, you know, below the ankle. So tell him, "Sheikh, just pray, just pray," right? Or if he tells you the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam commanded us when we pray to close the gaps, "Ya Sheikh, pray." Saying the word "Ya Sheikh, pray," that means you do not want to hear this. He's not telling you I'm saying this. He's telling you on the authority of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So therefore, when you see this happening to you, so what you do is a ma'na wa ata'na, because you don't take it from this man, you take it like an order from this man. It's not this man's order. This brother, he is not the one who's giving you the order. He is giving you, he is introducing you to the hadith. He's telling you something that you may be not aware of, so you should take it. And many of us here do not take these things lightly, and they oppose it, and sometimes they even just pray a sheikh. with this comment, just pray, ya Sheikh. This is ignoring that what, you know, that he's telling you, they do not want to hear the hadith or sunan. They do not want to hear the hadith or whatever, what is the sunan? The words or the actions of the Prophet or the approving. When sometimes the Prophet, when somebody does something for the Prophet, if he did not say anything, what does that mean? It's approved. It has been approved. So therefore, even when the Prophet does not comment on something, that means it's approved. So therefore, when someone reminds us with a hadith, we should not, and we should take it extremely serious, number one, and we always give our ears, not our ego. And we mentioned this before about the arrogance and the pride.
The one upon the sunnah is happy with the hadith of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whereas the follower of innovation flees from them. This is something clear regarding the innovators. They wage war against the sunan because it suppresses what they possess of innovations. This contains the discouragement from innovations, that innovations wipe out the sunan and as well remove the love of the sunnah from the hearts. He's saying, so be aware of forbidden matters. This is because there is no good in the prohibited things, regardless of whether the prohibition is shirk, polytheism or kufr, or other sins, because Allah does not prohibit a thing that contains good. He only prohibits that is absolutely and predominantly evil, or a thing at par with evil. When good and evil coexist as in a thing, if the evil is more than good or equal to it, you should stay away from it. But if the good in it is more, then it is not prohibited to take from it. In this case, the little evil is condoned with the abundant good. He's saying, because every newly invented matter is an innovation and every innovation is misguidance, this is the text of the hadith of Al-Irbad bin Sariyah, radiallahu anhu. He narrated that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, in admonished us with a sermon which made hearts full of fear and eyes shed tears. Then he said, O Messenger of Allah, it is as if it were a farewell admonition. So advise us. He said,
now the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is given in this hadith, he's given you the, or he's given the companion the core of what Muslims should do in special situation and situations. Hearts cannot have innovation and sunnah at the same time. Hearts either observe the sunnah or hearts can observe the innovation. And we said the innovation is what?
Misguidance.
Because of what? Because it has no roots to? To the Prophet. It has no link to the Prophet. So nobody can come like they came to Anas ibn Anas radiallahu anhu, and he wanted to do the ihram from Medina to get more reward. So Anas is telling him, I'm telling you, the Prophet, he gave us what? A miqat. You know what's a miqat? The place where you need to put your ihram from. And the Prophet made the ihram for Ahl al Medina is from Abyar Ali. You know, the Hudayfa. And you telling me that you want to do it from here, what does this man is trying to say? He did not mean something bad. He wanted to put his ihram early from there, but the Prophet ﷺ did not do it. The Prophet ﷺ, when he used to leave Medina until he reaches Abyar Ali, Al-Hulayfa, and he there, he will make the wudu and he will change and he will put his ihram on, and he appointed to his ummah, if you're coming from that direction, this is your miqat. If you are coming from this direction, this is your miqat. If you are coming from that, so he gave us from the Yemen, from the Red Sea, from the, you know, from all directions. So there is miqat. But we cannot come up with something and say this is for the good of Islam. There is no such thing for the good of Islam. Islam is came already completed. We do not need your goodness in it. All what we need is what? Your submission to it. Submit and Jazakallah khairan. Don't add, because these additions are misguidance, lead to Jahannam wal iyadu billah. Sometimes we take things lightly, brothers, and it is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is something great. Taking the sunnah lightly, it is something not easy and is not light. It can bring extreme punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. من يطع الله من يطع الرسول فقد أطاع الله. Those who obey the messenger, they obeyed Allah. And if you don't obey the messenger, that means you did not obey Allah, then أنت ابتليت بغضب الله سبحانه وتعالى. You are being given the wrath of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. The Prophet ﷺ told in this hadith al-Arbad ibn Sariya, when he said that al-maw'idha allati dharafat minha ad-dumu', that the Prophet ﷺ stood on the minbar and he gave them a speech that the hearts kind of shaken and the tears start crying. And as it is, someone who is saying to his people, it is like my last sermon to you. So give us what else? وَصِيَّ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ أَوْصِنَا. Give us something to hold on to. You know, even this happening during the companions, you know, رضي الله عنهم, from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, they always wanted more from the Prophet because they're expecting that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is slowly is going to leave this life. So they need more and more. So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, أوصيكم بتقوى الله والسمع والطاعة.
I admonish you to fear Allah, to listen and obey your leaders. Even an Abyssinian slave is appointed over you as your leader.
وَإِن تَأَمَّرَ عَلَيْكُمْ عَبْدٌ وَفِي رُوَايَةٍ عَبْدٌ حَبَشَيْ كَأَنَّ رَأْسَهُ زَبِيبًا, meaning extremely black slave, if he is ruling you بِكِتَابِ اللَّهِ وَسُنَّةِ رَسُولِهِ, what is the order is to obey him, obey this person. فَإِنَّهُ مَنْ يَعِشْ مِنْكُمْ فَسَيَرَ اخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا.
For indeed, whoever amongst you live along after me will see much discord.
فَعَلَيْكُمْ بِسُنَّتِي وَسُنَّةَ الْخُلَفَاءِ الرَّاشِدِينَ الْمَهْدِيِّينَ مِنْ بَعْدِي.
So adhere to my sunnah and the sunnah of the rightly guided caliphs after me. Adhere and hold fast to it with your molars.
تمسكوا بها وعضوا عليها بالنواجذ وإياكم ومحدثات الأمور.
And beware of the newly invented matters.
Be aware of newly invented matters. Always put lines under these things.
This is warning. The phrase إياك, which means beware, is one of the warnings.
وإياكم ومحدثات الأمور فإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة.
Beware of newly invented matters, for every newly invented matter is indeed an innovation, and every innovation is misguidance. In another wording,
وكل ضلالة في النار,
and every misguidance will go to the fire. Every newly invented matter in innovation, what is meant by newly invented matter is with regards to the religion. As for the newly invented matters in customs, utilities, food, drinks, clothing, these are innovations linguistically and are not innovations with technical meaning in the Sharia. But the newly invented matters in the religion are prohibited innovations. This contains refutation against those who divide innovations into good, bad and permissible innovations, claiming that the five rulings of fiqh are applicable to it. This is an error because innovations in the religion are misguidance based on the statement of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, for indeed every newly invented matter is an innovation, and every innovation is misguidance.
So basically there is no such thing called a good innovation, a good bid'ah. To come up with something that it is not from the Sunnah nor from the Sahaba or the Prophet ﷺ, and saying it is what? It is a bid'ah tayyibah or bid'ah hasana. There is no such thing. The bid'ah is a bid'ah. The misguidance is a misguidance, lead to hellfire, because if the Prophet did not talk about it, if the companions did not adhere to it, who are you to come up with it? Me and you are nobody. compared to these giants. They are our masters. We followed the lights of their footsteps. They led the way in front of us. And if you want to go the other way, or if you want to go to the other way, go. But for us, we will stay until the path is clear. Do you remember at the first day when I mentioned the group of travelers because of the storm, the sandstorm? Some said this way and some said that way. But the smart one, they did what? They stayed in place for what? To look into the horizon, and the path is clear, and they can find their way easily. But in the middle of, in the middle of fitan, you don't know your way. What is the best thing to do? Stay put and don't involve, which is exactly the opposite of what we do. We involve and we speak and we even take decision, which is wrong. If we really understand what is the mu'allif here, the author is trying to tell us, you will never adhere to no one and accept that I wanted to come here. I have a main reason to come to the masjid is for what? لِأَعْبُدَ اللَّهِ To worship my Rabb. Because I might leave to my car and they might call the Sheikh, Ya Sheikh, Fulan, he is dead and he is in the hospital and we need to pray on him tomorrow. SubhanAllah, he just left the masjid. He was with us very fine. You remember the brother, he used to come, the father-in-law of one brother, he used to sit down on the chair back there. The same night when he prayed with us Isha, he left home. I think he's from Bangladesh, wasn't he? And then he died on that same day, right? Was that true? You know what I'm talking about. I forgot his name.
The old man, right?
Yes, the old man with the red beard. Remember that? He was sitting there, nothing, subhanAllah. All of a sudden, his time is up and heart attack or whatever you call it. It is not the cause of the death. It is your time.
Right.
You know, we say like heart attack, we say stroke, we say this. It's not this. These are just musammayat. These are just names. But the reality is what? لِكُلِّ أَجَلٍ كِتَابٍ For every life, it has timed exactly by the second when your time is coming, when the leaf drops, the angel of death is waiting. And remember the hadith, the Prophet said, the Malak al-Mawt يَتَقَلَّبُ جُوهَنَا He sees us every day, Malak al-Mawt. He saw you today. You were visited by him. But you know what he said? It's not your time yet. Did you hear him? Do you want to see him? Who wants to see him? You know, the homeless man in D.C., you know, was passing by there, and he's telling me, everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. As a wisdom from a homeless, you know, and he's not even a Muslim. I said, you got this right. Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody... You know why they didn't want to die? Because they did not work for it.
Yeah.
That's the reason. Because the nafs, your nafs, know what you have contributed to this deen, to your Rabb, right? You contribute more. Even the more you contribute, do you guarantee yourself in Jannah? Birahmatillah, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what gets us in Jannah, inshallah. We'll stop here, inshallah. We'll continue tomorrow, inshallah, with the bid'ah. And the idea of they do not coexist, sunnah and bid'ah, in someone's heart. It either has to be sunnah or it has to be heart filled with bid'ah and innovations. You come up with these things in the deen from culture and you apply it to the deen and you try to teach us, others, about it and you think it is good, it is something good. We what? فَرُدُّوهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ When you give me something, I refer it to Allah and His Messenger. If it's comparable, I tell you what? Jazakallah khayran. If it's not compatible, I tell him what? Raddaha Allahu alayk. I throw it back in your face. Raddaha Allahu. I throw it back in your face. I do not want it because at the end is nafsi nafsi. So it is very important, brothers and sisters, if they hear me, but it's taking the sunnah and hold on to the sunnah is not easy, especially in the time that we are living in. We are living in a very tough time, as the Prophet said in the hadith, فَإِنَّكُمْ سَتَرَوْنَ اخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا we have made a lot of things as not halal, haram, we made it halal. And we allowed ourselves in things that Islam did not allow us. Yeah, as far as the mixing between men and women, even the halal, the music, yeah, Sheikh, it is, if it's halal music, halal music. I didn't hear that one, but call it halal music. I don't know if halal music means that they slaughter the violin or the piano on a tazkiyah or something. I have no idea what halal music is. Or you say the opera, or having instruments in your houses and thinking this is it is, and you encourage others about it. Sheikh, there's no such thing in the Quran or the Sunnah that said anything about the music. Yeah, Sheikh, get it. You are doing bid'ah. You are encouraging dalal, and you are encouraging yourself to Jahannam. And you are inviting this person to Jahannam. And if this person accepted your invitation, that means he is with you. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ into Jahannam. وَقَالُوا أَقَالَ الَّذِينَ اسْتَكْبَرُوا وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ اسْتَكْبَرُوا لِلَّذِينَ صُدْعِفُوا أَنَحْنُ صَدَدْنَاكُمْ عَنِ الْهُدَى بَعْدَ إِذْ جَاءَكُمْ. The one who are arrogant, they told the weak ones, look at this argument in Jahannam. Are we the one who stopped you from the guidance when it came to you? We did not stop you. بَلْ كُنْتُمْ قَوْمًا مُجْرِمِينَ. You were criminal. You were unjust to yourself. Don't blame us. But again, whether they blame, whether they point finger or they point finger, قَالُوا إِنَّا كُلٌّ فِيهَا إِنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ حَكَمَ بَيْنَ الْعِبَادِ. We all in it. Allah gave His judgment. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us disperse from this majlis by His judgment. قُومُوا مَغْفُورًا لَكُمْ. Leave with the forgiveness of your Rabb. Say Ameen.
Ameen.
سبحانك الله بحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.
Today was kind of the timing is mixing up because of the